The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Im ein Torah, ein derech eretz. V'im ein derech eretz, ein Torah." So let's start with the second half. What does it mean, im ein derech eretz, ein Torah? So there's a similar statement that we find in Chazal of derech eretz kadma la Torah. And the implication is that a person who lacks basic derech eretz, basic etiquette in treating other people properly, can't live a life of Torah. You can't have a life of Torah that's not built on some basic derech eretz. Im ein derech eretz ein Torah. And we saw this a few parshios ago in Parshat Shmot. Moshe Rabbeinu is on Har Chorev, and he sees this burning bush, the snare, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Moshe, I want you to go down to Mitzrayim and to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And there's a whole dialogue that takes place between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu is not interested. He wants to point other people. Chazal tell us that this dialogue lasted for 7 days. There's a whole thing. And finally, Moshe has no choice but to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu's command and to go down and take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. But before he does that, he goes to his father-in-law Yisro and he asks permission to go. Why does he ask permission to go? Because he had promised Yisro that he wouldn't leave Midian without his permission. So if he's now leaving Midian, he has to ask permission to go. And you stop for a moment and say, Moshe, because Baruch Hu just told you that you have to go. Right? You have to go. Hashem says you have to go. So why are you asking Yisro whether you're allowed to go? What was Moshe Rabbeinu thinking? And the answer is, Hashem may have told him that he has to go, but Hashem also told him that he has to act with derech eretz. And if you promised somebody that you would ask permission before you went, so you have to go, and you have to ask permission. But what's going to happen? Hashem said, you have to take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. It doesn't matter. He has to ask permission. But what would happen if Yisro would say no? So the simplest answer is, you know and I know that what wouldn't happen, Yisro wasn't going to say no, because Hashem wanted Moshe to go. But what would have happened if Yisro would have said no? So Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone back to Hashem and said, listen, I know you want me to go, but I made a promise to Yisro, and that I would ask permission, and he's not granting me permission. So now, what do you want me to do? But Moshe wasn't going to leave without fulfilling his promise. And ein derech eretz, ein Torah. If you don't have derech eretz, you can't build a life of Torah. But what does the first half of Chazal's statement mean? Im ein Torah, ein derech eretz. The implication seems to say that if somebody doesn't live a life of Torah, he's going to, by definition, lack basic derech eretz, basic etiquette. Basic refinement. Is that really true? Aren't there people in the world who may not live a life of Torah, but are very fine, refined, good people in terms of relationships with others? It's really im ein derech eretz, ein Torah. So two possible explanations. One explanation. In Parshas Vayera, Abraham goes Sarah to Gror, to the Eretz HaPlishtim, and again he did what he did earlier with Paro in Mitzrayim. He says that Sarah is his wife. And he's found out and he's accosted. How could you say that? So Abram says, "Tavimelech rak ki ein yirat Elokim b'makom hazeh, v'aroguni al dvar ishti." says, I saw that there was no Yirat Shamayim, Rakin, Yirat Elokim b'makom hazeh, and they would kill me for my life. What does it mean, Rakin, Yirat Elokim b'makom hazeh? Sometime in the 1930s, Rabbi Chanan Wasserman went to Germany and he spoke at the rabbinical seminary in Berlin. And he said over the Rator, maybe it was Pashas Vayera, but he said Avram Avinu went down to the Eretz HaPlishtim. And he said, ostensibly, at first glance, outwardly, the Plishtim seem to be very fine people. They seem to be very civilized and very nice. But I know, says Avraham, that if you seem civilized and seem nice, but it's not based on a life of Torah, then when circumstances change, attitudes can change. And in a moment, this very nice, civilized, wonderful nation in Plishtim can turn on me and kill me because of my wife. The only thing they were missing was Yirat Shamayim, and that's enough. But they would kill me for my wife. And the not-so-subtle hint that Rabbi Chanan was giving to the students in the Berlin Seminary is it doesn't matter how nice and civilized the nation that you're living in is or appears to be. If there isn't the life of Torah, who knows what can happen in a moment's time. And unfortunately, Rabbi Chanan was very correct about the future of life of Jews in Germany, and for that, the rest of Europe. But you don't have to go that far to understand what does it mean, Emein Torah and Derech Eretz. Rebbele Lapian says, take a look at this week's Parsha. How does Parsha Mishpatim open up? It opens up with the dinim of Eved Ivri. So you know what the din of Eved Ivri is? Yeah, din of Eved Ivri is, how should you treat your avadim? You should treat them nicely. Treat your Eved nicely. So what would you expect the halacha would say about an Eved Ivri? You have to treat him nicely. So you shouldn't beat him up. You shouldn't flog him. You should try not to yell at him. You should make sure that he's fed properly. Then treat him nicely. What does halacha say about Eved Ivri? He says, let's say you have one pillow in your house. And you have an Eved. Who gets the pillow? The answer is obvious. It's one pillow. I understand if I had five pillows, I shouldn't take one, store four of them in the closet, and not give one to the Eved. That I understand. But if I have one pillow, who gets the pillow? The Eved has to get the pillow. There's one bed in my house. Who gets the bed? The Eved has to get the bed. Not if there are five beds, I shouldn't make the Eved sleep on the floor. But if there's one bed in the house, the Eved gets the bed, and I have to sleep on the floor. You walk into somebody's house, you see two people. One's lying on a nice bed with a nice pillow and a down blanket. And the other one's lying on the floor, covered in a sleeping bag, nothing under his head. And you ask him, which is the master, which is the Eved? Everybody would know the answer, except they'd be wrong. The Eved is the one who's sleeping on the only bed, with the only pillow, with the only down blanket. And it's the master who has to sleep in the sleeping bag on the floor. Says Rebbele Lapian, says Emein Torah in Derech Eretz. There are people who don't live a life of Torah who have Derech Eretz. But that's not the Derech Eretz that you have when you have Torah. When you have Torah, you have a different level of Derech Eretz. Altogether Derech. Altogether different. And you can't achieve that without a life of Torah. There's another mitzvah that half of it appears in this week's parsha, half of it appears, two separate mitzvahs, later on in Chumash Devarim. If you see somebody whose donkey is crushing under a heavy load, what do you have to do? You have to help him unload the donkey. Even if that person is your enemy. Now you come along and say, yeah, I understand why I have to do that. Even in modern society, I'd understand why you have to do that. Because maybe I hate the owner, but what about the donkey? Poor donkey. Right? Animal rights. Right. Then there's another mitzvah in Parshas Kiteitse. There, the problem isn't that the donkey has too much of a load that you want to help take off. It's the reverse. What's the situation? Have to load up a donkey. So loading up a donkey, I understand. Who should I help to load up a donkey? My friend. But if I have somebody who I really don't like, so I understand I shouldn't beat him up, I shouldn't hit him over the head with a baseball bat, I shouldn't curse him out. But you want me to go and help him load up his donkey? And what does the Torah say? Yeah. I want you to go and help him load up his donkey. But he's my enemy. Doesn't matter. You have to go and help him load up his donkey. That's the Derech Eretz of the Torah. But it's even more than that. There are two people who need help loading up their donkey. One of them is my good friend. One of them is the guy I can't stand. Which one do I have to help first? So I should take care of my friend, right? What does the Torah say? No. You have to help the enemy first, and then you can help your friend. But the Gemara in Bava Metzia says even more than that. My friend has a donkey that needs unloading. My enemy has a donkey that needs loading up. So it's a no-brainer. Who should I help? Should I help my friend? I'm helping the animal also. The animal is Sabra Lechayim. The Gemara says, no. You have to help your enemy first. Why? Because you have to conquer your midos. My natural tendency is I want to help my friend and I don't want to help my enemy. Now I have a good excuse. Because my friend, it's also Tzabra Lechayim. My enemy is just loading. And Dafka, because you think you have a good excuse, you have to do the other way around. It's a whole different level of Derech Eretz. We all know about Lashon Hara. In secular law, there's also a prohibition of libel. Except there are major differences. You could be sued for libel. But the first thing that they have to prove is that what you said was false, was untrue. It was true. It's not libel. I was damaging. Doesn't matter. It's true. If something's true, I can tell everybody and anybody I want to. The public has a right to know everything. But the issue of Lashon Hara, if it's false, it's Motzi Shem Ra. But if it's true, it's also Lashon Hara. It doesn't matter whether it's true or false. It's still us. It doesn't matter whether your intention is to harm or not to harm. You're still not allowed to speak. It's a whole different level of Derech Eretz. The main Torah in Derech Eretz. If you don't live a life of Torah, yes, you can live, you can be a refined person. You could be a person who has etiquette. But you'll be missing a great deal. Because the level of refinement of etiquette, bein adam lechaver, that the Torah demands, is much more than what society thinks. And that, for us, is a challenge. We who strive to be b'nei and b'nos Torah have to make sure that not only to realize that in ein derech eretz, ein Torah, that we need a prerequisite of derech eretz. That's the basis before we can build Torah on that. But once we have that prerequisite and we start building a life of Torah, we have to realize now that we have to move to a different level of Derech Eretz. the main Torah in Derech Eretz. Now that we have Torah, we have the ability, but not only the ability. We have a tzivut, we have a demand, an opportunity, and the mitzvah to go ahead and live a life that's on a higher level of Derech Eretz. Gemara Yoma tells us that when one lives a life of Torah, and one's personal refinement also follows along and rises to higher heights, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to us and says about us, Yisrael asher b'cha et pa'ar, that you are B'nai Yisrael with whom I take pride. And if we want to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu proud of us, which hopefully we do, then we have to learn. We have to learn Torah and have to learn to apply that Torah, that we all should strive to this higher level of Derech Eretz.